Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. Fantasy football. We got your waiver wires and so much more. It's week 10, baby. Let's go.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the 4thandflex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now. What's happening, my friend?
Man, you know, a great weekend of football. The Chiefs got the dub. The Eagles got the dub. I mean, a lot of great games watched this week. But we got to get back to it. It's another week of waivers, baby, and we are here to help you out.
Apparently, that's a great week of football when the teams that always win, win. So
no, I'm just saying the Chiefs-Dolphins was a great game. The Eagles-Cowboys was a great game.
It was great.
I just happened to speak out to the winners.
Hey, when you got me yelling at the TV hoping the Cowboys win, you know there's something
disgusting.
Wrong with that. Yes, yeah, bro. I mean, I'm disgusted with myself. So, but guys, we got your waiver wire ads for week 10 coming right up. But first, quick word from our friends over at Thrive Fantasy. Listen, guys, right now, if you want to win some money, get some free money, and you love to bet on sports, which I know you love sports because that's why you're watching this show, check out Thrive Fantasy. Right now, they've got payout boosts. Pick three or four, get a payoff boost, and you can one of them three or four. You got Josh Allen, 0.5 passing yards. That's free money. You got your boy Devontae Adams, 0.5 receiving yards, more free money. Hey, you like basketball? They got basketball too. Steph Curry, 0.5 points, free money. Guys, check out Thrive Fantasy. Right now, they're doing up to $250 deposit match. Use our promo code 4thandflex or go down in the description and click that link. Get on there, get a deposit in, get some money, Trey.
Do it.
Do it indeed. Do it indeed. But we're here for a purpose that is your waiver wire ads for week 10. Hey, yo man Joe popping in over on Twitch. Yo, what's up, y'all? I was able to beat 4thandflex TB in our best ball league. He was undefeated before. Good game, bro.
Yeah, man, it was a tough week for me. A lot of buys, a lot of tough points put up by my team. But, hey, you know, you got to take losses here and there, but we still going to get the dub.
Hey, you think Yo Man Joe was just waiting for us to go live?
So
Yo Man Joe flexing on the flex, boys. I love it. I love it. But, yeah, let's go ahead and jump into our quarterback waiver wire ads for week 10. I'm starting us off with C.J. Stroud. Look, this guy went off, set the rookie record in passing yards, and he did it against my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So he must be doing something right if even I want to talk about this guy. 470 yards, four touchdowns against a defense that has been pretty decent up until this point. C.J. Stroud, man, you got to get this guy on your team, Trey.
Yeah, man, C.J. Stroud killing it out there. I mean, I'm very impressed. I think everybody's impressed, and he's great for fantasy. You know, we talked about it in the preseason, and I think we both agreed that he would be putting up better numbers as a rookie quarterback out there. So I'm excited to see it happen in fruition.
Absolutely, man. C.J. Stroud, I mean, they really didn't give any hope to this guy coming in the season, but C.J. Stroud, he's doing it, bro, doing it.
No doubt, no doubt. But moving on to our next quarterback waiver wire ad, it's got to be Joshua Dobbs, man. The guy the Cardinals didn't want anymore, but forgot that they needed him because this dude come out, barely knew the playbook, didn't know nothing, didn't even know half the player's name, and got the dub. 20 for 30, 158 yards, and two touchdowns. He rushed seven times for 66 yards. I mean, this dude's only 20% rostered on Sleeper. I actually expected him to be rostered a lot higher. Maybe a bunch of people dropped him when the Cardinals dropped him, but pick this dude up because he's going to be great for your team. He's got Justin Jefferson potentially coming back soon. The Vikings, way better offense than the Cardinals. Very excited to see what Joshua Dobbs has got going forward.
Exactly, buddy. He's got weapons. He's got Addison. He's got things he can use. Joshua Dobbs, give him a little more time to get in there, get adjusted. I really think he will help your team, Trey.
No doubt.
For show, for show. Hey, Bayou Bengal Fantasy Network, hit that like button, y'all. You heard your boy Bayou. Hit that like button for us. Hey, that's our boy over there. So after you're done watching our video, go check him out, man. It's a good dude right there. Bayou Bengal Fantasy Network. Tommy popping in. It's time. That's right, my guy. That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Real quick, Trey, before we get to our another quarterback ad, we got to hit up Yo Man Joe real quick. All right, let's get to the serious talk in my money leagues. I have Bijan. Y'all think I should combine Bijan and DJ Moore to go get a decent running back like Mixon, JT, or Saquon? My receivers are CD and Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, man, I actually like that a lot. I like combining Bijan and DJ Moore. Obviously, you know, DJ Moore has the potential with Justin Fields coming back to really go off, but I like it. Bijan has not been doing much, but doing a package deal for somebody like Mixon, Jonathan Taylor, or Saquon, I like all of those guys. If I had to pick one, I would probably say Taylor, but the way that Mixon was being used the other night, you know, I think all those guys are great grabs. So I think if you can form something like that together, I would do it.
For sure, buddy. I like it. I like it, man. And it's that time of the year where you need to be doing stuff like that because a trade deadline is coming. It's coming. But we got to get on to some more quarterback waiver wire ads. Going to my next guy, man, and that is Taylor Heinicke. 23% rostered Taylor Heinicke, okay? He went 21 of 38, 268 yards, and one touchdown. Taylor Heinicke, man, we've seen him come in and do his thing and be relevant. You know, he was manageable. To be completely honest, he was manageable. He did his thing. Right now, a lot of quarterback waivers are just terrible, man, and there's nobody there to get. So if you need a guy, Taylor Heinicke can fill in, Trey.
Yeah, man, I'm just really surprised that this team hasn't fired their coach yet after that loss with how good they did. But, you know, Taylor Heinicke coming in, showing that he is definitely the better quarterback on the team. And I think he's going to do well for fantasy, especially in super flex type leagues like that. I think Taylor Heinicke is going to definitely fill you in for your bye weeks and things.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely.
But moving on to our last quarterback waiver wire ad, and this is kind of more of a stash than like a must start or anything like that. And that's Tommy DeVito. This dude came in, you know, with Daniel Jones going out, Tyrod Taylor still hurt. And, you know, he had some spunk on the field, man. I really liked he was rushing. He was getting the ball out. You know, he didn't do nothing super great for fantasy, but I think this is someone like I'm in a league where every quarterback is rostered. It's a super flex league and every single quarterback out there is rostered. And I threw me a waiver on Tommy DeVito because if this dude does take off, he's got a good offense around him. And if he can put up points, especially through rushing, it might be worth filling in on your bye weeks.
Absolutely, man. Tommy DeVito, I mean, you know, he doesn't have like amazing weapons to use, but I think that's a great point about being a stash, Trey. I mean, you know, if it's somebody that you can get and you need somebody, Tommy DeVito can definitely help you out.
A lot of great quarterbacks on bye this week, so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No lies. And maybe Aaron Rodgers coming back in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see is right. We'll see is right. But yeah, that's the quarterbacks for this week 10. Week 10 already. Crazy, crazy stuff. Yo Man Joe says, thanks for y'all's help. I appreciate it. I need to stream a quarterback this week. I have a choice between Derek Carr, Josh Dobbs, Geno Smith. Who are we going with?
I don't know the matchups right now, but just looking at the three guys there, I'm going Josh Dobbs all day.
Are you?
Hmm.
Interesting. I think I'd go Derek Carr. Geno hasn't been really putting it together as much as he was. Joshua Dobbs, I don't know. I need to see a little more. Derek Carr, he can get you 15, 20 points.
Look, man, Joshua Dobbs put up almost 200 yards and two touchdowns without knowing a play.
I mean, maybe that was – no, he knew the script of
okay,
the week.
But he did not practice with the team. He did not do – he didn't even know half their names. Like, just think if he had a couple weeks to practice.
Well, maybe a couple weeks would ruin it because he'd overthink it.
We'll see. But I like Joshua Dobbs, yo, man.
I like Derek Carr. What do we call him? The rocket scientist? Isn't that what they're calling Joshua Dobbs?
Something like that.
Something like that, exactly. But now we got some running back waiver wire ads for week 10. Let's go ahead and jump into it with Keaton Mitchell. This guy tore it up, bro. He went 138 yards on 9 carries, got a touchdown, came off of IR and tore it up. I love Keaton Mitchell as an ad this week, but it scares me, man. And the reason it scares me is because the running back group for the Ravens, it's basically a 4-man split with Lamar Jackson and all those guys over there. I like Keaton Mitchell. I'm definitely throwing a waiver ad on this guy, but just keep that in mind that there is a possibility that, you know, he's definitely going to be sharing with some guys because Gus Edwards did a little bit too.
Yeah, man, you know, with Keaton Mitchell, it's one of those things, you know, with the split backfield and everything, you're really adding him, I think, to your team in case this dude, they decide that he is the better back and they give him the majority of the work. But even then, he's going to be good for fill-in weeks, for bye weeks and things like that. Especially, I mean, the waiver wire this week is just desecrated. So, you know, sure if you're looking for depth, I think Keaton Mitchell is great for your bench and also could be a pinch fill-in for you.
Absolutely, buddy. You're absolutely right. The waiver wire is kind of scary this week for sure, but we're still bringing you some guys with some value for sure.
No doubt. Speaking of guys with value, our next running back waiver wire ad has got to be Jaylen Warren. Now, he's been on our waiver wire show several times. He's a little higher owned over our threshold. I think he's around 68% on Sleeper, but he's less on Yahoo and ESPN. But I think this dude should be 100% rostered. He's the better back for the Steelers. He's getting half the snaps every week. He had 88 yards on 11 carries and 3 for 25 in the air. I mean, if I had a choice between Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris, I'm taking Jaylen Warren on my team all day.
Absolutely. You might even say that Jaylen Warren is hurting Najee's fantasy value and hurting each other. It's insane, man. They're basically putting up the same amount of points, the same amount of value, but Najee is 100% rostered. So it's crazy, man. Go get you Jaylen Warren, man. This guy is definitely doing things. Every time he touches the ball, it's electric. So
no doubt.
Absolutely. Let's move on to the next running back on our list, and it's Antonio Gibson. Okay. I know. Antonio Gibson, man. Every year something goes on with this guy. We're always talking about him for some reason, but he's 48% rostered on Sleeper. He went 11 carries for 75 yards. Now, that's about the same amount of carries as he usually gets, but again, with the buys coming up, Antonio Gibson, I think, could maybe do something and fill in for you in a pinch, and he also has a ceiling that, you know, sometimes will pop, right?
Yeah, no doubt, especially in like PPR formats. You know, he's been getting a lot of passes in game scripts where they're behind, you know, on top of getting the rushes. So I think he definitely has a higher ceiling than most backup running back situations. And I think Antonio Gibson be a great ad for your team.
For sure, buddy, for sure. Antonio Gibson, man, go get him.
Moving on to our last running back waiver wire ad, it's got to be Tyjae Spears. This dude continues to appear on our waiver wire show, and he's still only 53% rostered. If Derrick Henry ever goes down, this dude's going to be a bell cow back. But regardless, he's getting points every week. I mean, he's getting 50% of the snaps. Derrick Henry's just doing more with them. But he's still doing something, and I think he can be a pinch start here and there for bye weeks. But if Derrick Henry goes down, like I said, I think he's going to be a great ad for your fantasy team.
Absolutely, buddy. Tyjae Spears, the ultimate stash. I mean, this guy will probably become at least the top 12 running back if Derrick Henry goes down. So Tyjae Spears, man, great stuff, man. I love Tyjae Spears.
No doubt.
He's doing big things with the little work that he is getting, for sure. For sure. And before we get to the wide receivers, Yo Man Joe says Zach Charbonnet is on my waivers. Is he worth an ad, Trey?
I definitely think he's worth a stash. I'm not starting him anytime soon, but I do think if you have the bench depth, I would add him to my team.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. I actually have Zach Charbonnet stashed on a bench or two, and that's just in case. I mean, the Seahawks offense has been a little weird lately. Kenneth Walker not doing his thing, which is insane. But I think Zach Charbonnet is definitely worth a stash for sure.
No doubt.
That's the running back waiver wire ads for week 10. Let's get to them wide receivers, Trey. starting my list off, man, I've got Noah Brown, 5% rostered in sleeper leagues. He went 153 yards and one touchdown, a part of that rookie record of C.J. Stroud's 470 rookie passing yards, again, against my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Noah Brown, man, with Robert Woods, old Bobby Trees out, Noah Brown got some work, man. And we saw Noah Brown actually do stuff and be slightly, very, very slightly relevant as a Dallas Cowboy. Noah Brown, man, I think this guy can get work. We've seen him be able to beat man coverage. Noah Brown, I think, is worth an add this week.
Yeah, I mean, his stats for this week are better than a lot of the guys we've been adding on waivers entire season this year. So if he can replicate that at all, it's worth an add.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But moving on to our next wide receiver waiver wire ad, it's Wandale Robinson, baby. 4 of 5 for 35 yards and a touchdown. He got the only touchdown that the team got on the day. I know he only got 35 yards, but his target share is consistent, regardless of who's at QB on this team. But he has touchdown upside, I think, as well. You know, it's nothing crazy, but especially PPR leagues, you know, he's getting 5 to 7 targets just about every game. I think he's definitely worth an ad.
For sure, man. Wandale Robinson, he's not going to score you a ton of points, but he does have he does get a little bit of the opportunity to do so with Tommy DeVito coming in. We don't know exactly how that's going to look, but Wandale Robinson has always been a great wide receiver, man. Crisp routes, I like it, Trey.
No doubt.
And let's go ahead and move on to the next guy on my list, and it's Juju Smith-Schuster. One of those guys with the names that we love. He's 27% rostered in sleeper leagues. He went 6 catches for 51 yards. And this is, again, because of Kendrick Bourne going on IR. Somebody's got to step up. We see DeMario Douglas doing his thing. Juju, slowly but surely. The problem with it is the Patriots offense, Trey. The Patriots offense has been terrible. That's why Juju is only 27% rostered, because he's not being able to do stuff. But I think now moving up in the lineup, on the depth chart, Juju can help you out.
Yeah, man, it's hard to like anybody on the Patriots offense right now with the way they've been playing. But points for fantasy is points for fantasy. And if Juju's getting some, give me some Juju.
Yes, sir. I love that. Good Juju.
Moving on to our last wide receiver waiver wire ad, and probably my favorite sleeper on the week, that is Kyle Phillips, baby. He's only 2% owned in sleeper. He had 4 catches of 5 targets for 68 yards. Will Levis likes this kid. He is quick. He's just got back from injury, so he's fully healthy, ready to go. I loved this kid out there last year. He looked electric on the field. And now with Burks potentially out for a concussion protocol, I think he's going to be a great stream this week. But I think you get him now before he goes off and becomes the number one waiver wire ad. Get him early, because I promise you this kid's going to be really good for this team.
Ooh, Trey telling you some hotness right there. Kyle Phillips, man. Yeah. Like what you said, man, Treylon Burks is out and down and out. Kyle Phillips stepping up. Will Levis and him have a connection? I like adding Kyle Phillips to my team, Trey.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. That's the wide receivers for the week of week 10. Let's go ahead and move on to a couple tight ends, Trey. Let's go ahead and start it off with Jake Ferguson. This guy went off, my friend. Jake Ferguson, he was on the waiver show earlier in the year, and if you listen to us then, you probably reap the benefits from him going off this week. 7 catches, 91 yards, 1 touchdown. We know Dak Prescott loves those tight ends. We saw it with Dalton Schultz last year. When the Cowboys offense is clicking, Jake Ferguson is somebody that he looks for. So if you had an opportunity to grab Jake Ferguson and you didn't grab him already, do that now.
Yeah, I like Jake Ferguson, man. I know he's had a couple down weeks, but like you said, you know, the Cowboys love their tight end. Dak loves getting into the tight end, especially when they're really cooking out there. And Jake Ferguson is the man, so go get you some.
Yes, sir.
Moving on to our next tight end waiver wire ad, it has got to be Cade Otton, man. 6 receptions on 9 targets for 70 yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, what can you ask for more out of a tight end? I mean, Cade Otton has had 15 receptions of 21 targets over the last three games, really stepping it up in this offense to be a target leader. I'm excited. You know, obviously the offense hasn't been the best offense, but Cade Otton is putting up the points, so I want him.
Absolutely, buddy. Cade Otton from my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Slowly but surely, every week, it seems like Cade Otton is getting better and better and better. I love to see it. I love to see it for my team. Cade Otton, go get him. Go get him. Moving on to the next guy on the list, and another guy who's already appeared on this list numerous times. It's got to be Jonnu Smith. Man, Taylor Heinicke coming in realized that Jonnu is his guy very, very quickly. Five catches for 100 yards on the Falcons, doing his thing. Again, if you listen to us a couple weeks ago, you already got Jonnu Smith on your team, man. So go get Jonnu Smith.
And I'm pretty sure Jonnu Smith got a rushing touchdown as well this week, you know, taking it away from Bijan. But if this dude's getting snaps at running back as well as tight end, I mean, go Jonnu.
Yes, sir. Yeah, dude tearing it up, man. I love to see it.
But moving on to our last tight end waiver wire ad, it is simple ad here. Luke Musgrave for Green Bay, nothing special, but the dude has been consistent. He had a couple bad weeks, but mostly through the year, Jordan Love and him have had a great connection. He was 3 of 4 for 51 yards and his first touchdown on the season. That's what I like to hear because he was putting up points without touchdowns. Now he got a touchdown. I think he's going to be great for your team.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Luke Musgrave, man. Another guy that we've talked about earlier in the season. Doing his thing, being relevant. I love to see it. Luke Musgrave, get him on your team.
Do it.
Do it. Yeah, that is the waiver wire ads for week 10, but don't go anywhere because we got some more great stuff coming up. Let's go ahead and jump right in to Trey's top three.
Yeah, these are just defensive streamers that you can add to your team for this week that I like. Starting off at the top, it is the Falcons versus the Cardinals. I know Kyler Murray is back, which is exactly why I'm recommending the Falcons because he has not played football in quite a while. He's going to be a little shaky, going to be a little maybe throw a couple interceptions. I'm calling at least one interception by Kyler Murray against the Falcons. I don't think that, you know, it's going to be anything spectacular. We saw when Deshaun Watson came after having so much time off. He looked terrible out there, and I actually expect Kyler Murray is still going to be good for fantasy because he's going to take off on the ground, but I definitely don't think it's going to look pretty.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, absolutely.
My next top 3D has got to be the Titans against the Buccaneers. I know that hurts you a little bit, buddy, but the Buccaneers are not putting up a lot of points on offense and, you know, get a defense against that and you're going to get points.
Makes sense.
And my last ad, and this is kind of the reason why it's my last one, it's probably my favorite, but there might not be available in your league. The Niners were on a bye. If they got dropped, grab them up. The Niners, I got a couple leagues where I've started them all year. They're doing great on defense. Obviously, it's the Niners defense. They're playing the Jags. I think they're going to put in some work. But if they just happen to get dropped during the bye week, grab them up.
Absolutely. Good point, my friend. Good point. Because I tell you what, I would drop my even if I had the Niners, I would definitely have dropped them. So they're going to be sitting out there, man. So go ahead and grab them up. I don't want to waste the bench space, you know.
Right.
And that's what everybody else is thinking, too. But thank you, Trey, for your top three streaming defenses for week 10. Let's go ahead and jump right into Trade That Dude. These are guys that we're trading them up. We're getting some new shiny things for our fantasy team. Let's go ahead, Trey. Who you got for us for Trade That Dude?
So I'm starting off with a sell high, and my sell high this week has to be T. Higgins, baby. Jamar Chase gets hurt. T. Higgins is putting up numbers. Maybe he has one more good week. But T. Higgins has been terrible this year. Everybody has wanted to ship him out. Now you have the opportunity. He has value. Ship him out now.
Okay. You saw Trey look over at me, right? That's because I literally just shipped T. Higgins out last week. So if Trey is right, then I made the right call. T. Higgins, I think wide receiver 8 or something like that on the week. T. Higgins, man. Yeah, Trey says he's a goner. I'm going to go to my buy low, and there's actually a couple guys. I mean, it's three guys on my buy low, but I'm just going to group them all together. Buy low on Justin Fields, DJ Moore, and Khalil Herbert, all coming off of IR this week. And people are probably sick of them, man, because some of DJ Moore hasn't been doing much, but Justin Fields is coming back. These guys are homeboys. Hey, they're going to tear it up. Khalil Herbert coming off. Don't expect anything right away, but I think Khalil Herbert's going to take off, Trey.
Yeah, man, Khalil Herbert's just one of those stashes that I've had ever since the preseason. Even when he got hurt, I put him on my IR. I'm not getting rid of him. I really think this dude is going to help me win leagues.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But moving on to my last trade that dude, and this is my buy low this week. It's DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift's had a couple, you know, still putting up, 10 double-digit type points, but he hasn't had near the weeks that he had at the beginning of the season. A couple people probably might be worried. I mean, Rashad Penny even got a couple snaps. But I think that's going to not going to be consistent. I think that's just a game script, Cowboys and all those things. Go get you some DeAndre Swift because he's a little bit cheaper right now than he would be a couple weeks ago.
Absolutely. No, you're 100% right. DeAndre Swift, the only bright spot on that Eagles offense that I actually like watching. DeAndre Swift, man, go and get him.
I like it.
You like it. He likes it. We all like it. So that is some buy low and sell highs for you for this week. Now it's time to move on to the gag bag. These are players that we are done with. We're dropping them like they're hot. Don't even look at my roster that way, Trey. Who are you throwing in the gag bag this week?
Yeah, man, this is a guy who is consistently getting, 10 targets, 8 targets, and not putting up any points for his team. I don't even know if he's that much rostered, but if he is, drop him like it's hot. And that is Michael Gallup, baby. Throw him in the gag bag.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, I get it. Michael Gallup, every opportunity to do his thing and be great. 10 to 12 targets the other week. He caught 4 or 5 of them. That's just not somebody that I'm even interested in having on my team. I think that's a great gag bagger for the week.
No doubt.
Let's get to my gag bag. And I'm pretty sure I've thrown this guy in the gag bag already once. But he's doing so terrible, I thought it was worth mentioning again. And that is Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook, my, how the mighty have fallen. Let me talk to you for a second, Mr. Cook. Listen, you wanted the money. You got some money, but now you're not playing. You're on the Jets. Breece Hall's doing his thing. You're getting a carry here, a carry there. It's not really working out, my friend. And that is why you're going in the gag bag.
Dalvin Cook, man. My, how the mighty have fallen. Oh, it hurts me, but it's true, man. He's not fantasy relevant anymore at all.
It sucks. I mean, he had a good thing going on over there. He probably should have hung out there. I think if he's there, he's actually relevant, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, in the beginning of the season, we were hoping – There's got to be that right place that Dalvin Cook will go. But that wasn't. Not the Jets. Not the Jets, buddy. Not the Jets. All right. Let's move on to Thursday Night Football starts and sits, Trey. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got some Thursday Night Football starts and sits for you this week. We've got the Panthers at the Bears.
Over-under for this game is 40 points. Vegas have the Bears picked to win by 2.5. And, with Justin Fields potentially coming back, Khalil Herbert back, DJ Moore ready to go, give me the Bears here, man. I'm excited to watch this game. I think this game is going to be a lot better than what people expect, mostly because I think that neither one of these teams have a great defense, which makes for a great game most of the time.
Absolutely, buddy. I'm going to go with the Bears as well. The Panthers have been terrible. Poor Adam Thielen over there killing himself just to win one game. It really sucks. Dude's looking like one of the best receivers in the league. And it's all seemingly for nothing, Trey. So that's why I'm going with the Bears.
No doubt.
But let's go ahead and jump to some Panthers starts. I've already talked about them. Adam Thielen, I know he's had a rough week or two. Adam Thielen, I think, is definitely worth a start. Devonta Foreman, start Devonta Foreman. And I'm sitting Miles Sanders. I know Miles Sanders and Devontae seemed to be splitting carries, and it was kind of back and forth, and they both kind of made about the same, but I just can't do it, bro. You mean Chuba Hubbard, right? Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, Chuba Hubbard, definitely, yeah. Chuba Hubbard, definitely. What do you think?
Yeah, man, you know, Miles Sanders has been just total booty, for lack of a better word. and Chuba's not the greatest, but he's putting up points for fantasy. And Adam Thielen, I know he's had a couple rough weeks, but this dude has been great. I think you got to keep putting him out there, so I like it.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. Devonta Foreman, definitely, yeah. Chuba Hubbard. I mean, these guys switch teams so much, man. I'm pretty sure he played for them last year.
No doubt.
What do you got for the Bears, buddy?
So for the Bears, Justin Fields has been limited in practice. If he plays, you start him. DJ Moore, I'm really banking on Fields returning, but I'm starting DJ Moore this week with confidence.
Yeah.
And Khalil Herbert is back, and I think he's flexible, man. I think right off the jump, but I think he's pushing Roschon Johnson, which he hasn't done much anyway. I'm still going to sit him this week with Herbert back. Now, Deonta Foreman, I think, is flexible here for the Bears. And Cole Kmet, you can start him up.
You definitely better start Cole Kmet and Devonta Foreman for sure. Good stuff, buddy. Good stuff. Panthers at the Bears. I think this is going to be an interesting game, Trey.
Yeah, man. I actually, you know, it's one of those games where you're like, okay, two bad teams play each other, and it normally is a good game to watch.
It really is. It ends up being one of the better games, man. Right. Great stuff, man. Hey, guys, don't forget, man, if you like the fantasy advice you're getting right here, get some more fantasy advice over on our Patreon. Patreon.com has launched. Go to patreon.com/fourthinflex. Your boys over there help you out. Get some exclusive content only from us. Get in a chat, hang out with your boys, and talk about this little game that we're obsessed with over on Patreon. And as per usual, do not, and I mean do not forget that.
Do we got merch?
We do be having some merch, my friend. Look at that shirt. Look at that cup. Look at all those pretty things that we can slap a logo on, man. I'm always adding stuff to. Check it out down in the description, man. Get you a little gear and support the show, man. Support your boys over here. We appreciate it. Guys, I'm going to let you know one more time. Don't forget to check out Thrive Fantasy, man. Sponsors of the show. Great stuff, man. Up to $250 deposit match. Who does that? Guys, thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace be with you.
And also with you.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.